During the 1950s, African Americans throughout the country were trying to make their voices heard.
We, the Negro citizens of Montgomery, Alabama, do now and will continue to carry on our mass protest.
The driver demanded that I give this seat up to a white man. I didn't feel that I was being treated as a human being. I refused to give up this seat. I said no.
Little Rock was a year after the Montgomery bus boycott. So we had seen the impact of Rosa Parks and the beginning of Dr. King's career, and knew that things could change.
All in favor, let it be known by standing on your feet.